Bannon wanted that book to be fact-based in the hopes that the mainstream press would pick up on it and would publish facts from there, and that that would work against Hillary. And that's, in fact, what happened.
That's exactly right. In fact, that's what drew my interest in Bannon originally. He had what I thought was a very shrewd analysis of why conservatives in the 1990s had failed to stop Bill Clinton. And Bannon's analysis was that conservatives had become so wrapped up in their own rumors and silly scandals, what today we would call fake news, that they didn't realize that they had kind of lost the general public and did not have credibility. And so they went ahead and impeached Bill Clinton, and then they looked up and nobody really went along with them. It didn't hurt Clinton politically. It didn't hurt the Democrats politically. And Bannon's analysis of that failure went as follows. He decided that in order to really stop the Clintons, you had to rely on facts and not rumors. And so what he wanted to do was to go in and dig into all the foreign contributors who'd given money to the Clinton Foundation. He wanted to try and get the speeches, the private speeches, I should call them, that Hillary Clinton gave to Goldman Sachs and others, and really fan this idea that there was just something nefarious or disreputable going on at the heart of this. And the idea was, look, investigative reporters are legitimately interested in this stuff. So if we can marshal a bunch of facts, not rumors, but facts, hand them over to reporters at places like the New York Times, the Washington Post, Bloomberg News, then I am confident that they will look into these stories themselves and they will drive this narrative that I think is going to be harmful to the Clintons. And as you say, that's exactly what happened.